Chapter 28. And Yitzhak called for Yaakov, and blessed him, and charged him, and said unto him, Thou shalt not take an isha of the benot Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the base Betuel Avi Mecha, and take thee an isha from there of the benot Lavan Ahi Imecha. And El Shaddai bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a Kahal Amim, and give thee the Birkat Avraham to thee and to thy Zerah with thee, that thou mayest inherit the Eretz wherein thou art a ger, which Elohim gave unto Avraham. And Yitzhak sent away Yaakov, and he went to Padan Aram unto Lavan ben Betuel the Aramean, Ahi Rivka im Yaakov and Esav. When Esav saw that Yitzhak had blessed Yaakov and sent him away to Padan Aram to take an isha for him from there, and that when he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, Thou shalt not take an isha of the benot Canaan, and that Yaakov obeyed his av and his im and went to Padan Aram. And Esav, seeing that the benot Canaan pleased not Yitzhak his av, then went Esav unto Yishmael, and took unto the Nashim which he had, Mahalat, Bat Yishmael ben Avraham, the Achot of Nevayot, to be his wife. And Yaakov went out from Beersheba, and went toward Haran, and he reached a certain place, and tarried there, because the Shemesh was set, and he took of the Avanim of that place, and put them for his pillow, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he had a halom, and hine, a sulam set up on the ground, and the top of it reached to Shemaim. And hine, the malachim of Elohim ascending and descending on it. And hine, Hashem stood above it, and said, I am Hashem Elohe Avraham, thy av. And Elohe Yitzhak, haaretz whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy zerah. And thy zerah shall be as the dust of haaretz, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy zerah, shall kol hamishpachot haadama be blessed. And hine, I am with thee, and will be shomer over thee in all places where thou goest, and will bring thee back into Ha'adama Hazot, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have promised thee. And Yaakov awoke out of his sleep, and he said, Surely Hashem is in this place, and I had no da'as of it. And he was afraid, and said, How nora is this place? This is none other than the Beis Elohim, and this is the Shaar HaShemaim. And Yaakov rose up early in the boker, and took Ha'evan that he had put for his pillow, and set it up for a matzevah, and poured shemen on it, on the top of it. And he called the shem of that place Beit El, but the shem of that ear was called Luz at the first. And Yaakov vowed a neder, saying, If Elohim will be with me and will be shomer over me in this derech, that I go and will give me lechem to eat and beged to put on, so that I return to Beis Avi in Shalom, then shall Hashem be for me Elohim. And this even which I have set for a matzavah shall be Beis Elohim, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give a seer unto thee.